the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
There are no boundaries, no fear, no obstacles. What would be your perfect job, partner, dinner guest, or vacation? Dream along with the witches and get inspired to make fantasies into reality on this episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. And now, Daryl, Lisa, and Shelley.
Hey, welcome, witches. It is time for Good Witch, Bad Witch, the podcast with the mostest. Is that how that goes?
Yep.
With the mostest wit.
Mostest funnest.
Yes.
You just stopped. You're like, the podcast with the mostest.
Question mark.
Okay.
Hey, some of our co-hosts are Lisa, the bad witch.
Hi.
Daryl, the man witch.
How you doing?
Mm-hmm. And I am Shelley, your good
mostest.
Witch.
That's the highly hold gal
it's
over there.
It's a podcast with a lot of information. Hey, guess what the name of this one is?
What's
fantasy.
That? Fantasy.
Fantasy. Remember when we did the one about scandals?
Scandals.
This one is about fantasy, but before we get to the fantasy stuff, like Fantasy Island, wouldn't that be the best? Wouldn't that be cool?
The show.
You did
the show.
Yes. I wish he was here.
We'll see if we can get him on the show.
Is he still alive?
I don't think so.
No, he committed suicide. He jumped off the back of a truck.
Seriously?
No.
Oh. That was so punny, and I almost called you Brian. I said, Brian. Daryl.
You find him attractive. Is that what you're saying?
No, it was a similar kind of Brian joke.
Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
We.
Not everything is scandal.
Scandal.
Fantasy.
Before we get to the fantasies, guys, let's talk about real life. Our regular, mundane, sometimes they're fun, sometimes they aren't lives. Because I got to tell you, I just cried my face off seeing the best musical I'd seen in a long time today with my mother and her friend Mary Blair. It's called Waitress. Have you guys heard of this?
I have.
Lisa, little backstory on The Waitress. Would you tell me, tell the fans, what makes it so interesting besides being a great musical about a waitress that makes pies?
So, yeah, I have not seen the musical, but I do know the backstory, which is a true crime story.
Ooh. Yep.
The girl who wrote it... wrote it actually at a very pretty much a young age. She was murdered before it got onto Broadway. I think she had already done the movie.
Okay.
And then they were making it into a Broadway musical, and she never got to see the production of that because she was murdered at 40 years old. Her name was something Shelley?
Yes, I can't remember her first name.
I can't remember her first name
either. I wonder why her parents named her something. That's weird. Something Shelley.
Come on, victims have feelings and names.
Yes.
But it was really phenomenal. And I think it's at the Arvada Center until sometime in October. So if you guys get a chance, please go watch it and then call me and then we'll talk all night long on our landlines and giggle and talk all about it.
Nobody has a landline anymore, Shelley.
I do.
Do you really?
I do.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You do.
Because I live with my mom in the basement.
Right. In the basement.
Does she call you from upstairs?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, it's Shells, just faster.
Yeah. What are you doing, babe? I'm upstairs.
Me and Daryl text each other from our bedrooms.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys, the listeners, if you've been with us for a long time, you know that there is inside jokes about hams, particularly MFing hams.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, just go back and listen to some episodes. But were not the texts very ham heavy today, Lisa?
Yes, I mean...
So Debbie's eating an MF and ham sandwich this morning, and then my mom told, I guess you missed a lot of it,
because
you weren't in my mind and in my life,
right?
But my mom told me a hilarious story from my dad about ham, and I would be brief, but I think we need to give the ham some credit today.
Ham it up.
Yes, so I told her, because Debbie sent us all the picture of the motherfucking ham sandwich, and so I told my mom the story of why the motherfucking ham is funny, and she goes, you know, once I sent your dad to a honey-baked ham store with some money, and we were picking it up for Christmas or Easter, what have you, as one does, and then when there's many people in line, and all he had to remember was it was going to be around $40, and she had given him $40. In my dad's head, what he heard was she had called in and he's picking up a 40-pound ham.
So he
waits for an hour and gets to the front of the line. It's like, I'm here to pick up a 40-pound ham. They're like, sir, we don't have 40-pound hams. It'd be the biggest ham. Yeah. They don't make bigs that big.
No, right?
It's just a big cut of meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there was one more ham situation, but forget it. You guys are looking at me like I'm done with the and ham
he
thing.
Was, so oh, he ham was it. Like, excuse me, young lady.
Yeah, young lady.
I'm here
I
for
this. I was told to pick up a 40-pound ham, and I'm not leaving without a 40-pound ham.
If I go home without the ham, my wife's going to be very mad at me.
I'm going to be in trouble. I don't know why your Jim sounds like Count Dracula.
In my mind, he was the count, man. Yeah. He always made it count.
Yeah.
And then one more thing about me. Yeah. No, two more things about me. And then we'll go on.
Just go, girl.
Have you guys found that my little lioness has become a media darling like your little Fiona?
Yes.
I'm not counting likes.
Right.
But I might be catching up to you. I think he's very photogenic and likable with the ladies. Mm-hmm. Linus is doing, he has an online presence.
Right.
I think he's doing really well. The other thing.
Is he going to get his own Instagram?
I don't do that.
Okay.
I don't do that. I'm not anti-people that
do that. Did it. Is he going to do it?
He's pretty smart. He might be able to figure it out. Uh-huh. He needs his little paw print on his paw phone.
Right.
But no. And then the other thing that I'm doing, everybody knows I got a new job. Mm-hmm. This whole last week was kitchen training. And I thought I was an okay cook. There was so much I didn't know. But I cut things with knives.
Wow.
And learned how to cut them in a certain way.
Okay.
And I stacked so much American cheese because I work at a burger joint.
Uh-huh.
And
you stack it like cheese?
Yes. And you stack it like a star, you know, so it's easy to just peel off that, you know.
Did you really have to? I mean, I'm not.
No, it's pre-sliced.
Okay. You just
I stacked them so they're easy for people to go bloop and put them on the burger. And all
were
the
they
burgers.
In cellophane and you took them out of the cellophane?
No, they're like in a big 3-pound loaf.
Log. Okay.
Yeah, in a log. It's pre-sliced. And then you stack them a certain way so it's easy for the chef.
That so they go like so this?
Yeah. And I did a menu test and I probably got an A-.
Oh.
There's a lot of different burgers. And I had to learn, hey, shroom lover, you've got a truffle aioli and you're on a potato bun and you come with Swiss cheese and sauteed mushrooms. You sound delicious.
Medium rare.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But
did you study for it?
I really did.
Oh, no. I'm like,
yeah, no, I studied with my eyes. And then I studied, like, because I would go run the food so I could see what they look like. And then I also studied with my mouth.
Did you, like, go home and study? Or did you
I did do some homework. All of it.
I'm not being facetious or
weird. I'm dedicated to the burger science.
Yeah, this is very interesting to me. I just love food. So.
Yeah. I had to take a menu test and I did okay.
Yeah, nice. I had a client of mine who I wouldn't say she worked there. She was hired at a coffee place.
Okay, like a cafe or coffee shop? Just coffee.
It's a name brand coffee shop. That's mostly what they do.
Rhymes with Marmux?
No, it's okay. Much Mutters.
Much Mutters. Yeah. Okay.
Those guys are great.
Yeah. And she could never pass the test.
Oh, no. Yeah. But there's so many different drinks.
And she has dyslexia, and she has a hard time taking tests.
It might not be the right job for her.
Well, not only that, but she was like, if you, like, asked me and I didn't have to write it down, I would be fine and stuff, but nobody will help me that way. And so it ended up not being the right job for her. But, yeah.
Right.
I don't know if I could do it. That's why I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, I've always been intimidated by being a barista. I mean, it's too scary.
It seems like it'd be quite a lot.
Yeah.
No, I don't. That's not scary to me at
all. No, you have to be super fast, memorize everything, know where everything is. Everybody's
staring at you.
They're kind of grouchy till they get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot. The scoop, scoop, pack, and you don't even have a song when you make a hamburger.
Which goes like...
Hamburgers, squirt, squirt, pickle, pickle. Then you put it in the microwave and put it in the bag and say, have a nice day.
Then you turn around.
Boop, that's boop. How you make a Burger King in, 1987?
Yes, when you were 11.
Wow.
I'm always 11 in our memory.
Yeah.
So I took over all of that. What are you guys doing? I haven't seen you in 2 weeks, it feels like.
God, I overworked myself the other day. I got way, way too much sun, so I'm still kind of down in the dumps. That's why I'm being a little bit quiet, because I drained myself.
Oh, poor Jeremy.
And became a country.
I drained myself, and now I got this country accent.
Yeah.
No, I did. I went for it all, because, the weather's just been too hot to be outside.
True.
So I've kind of neglected our yard a lot this summer. You know, the 97 feels like 107. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy. So I just powered through the other day. It was 70-something in the morning. I got up, mowed the front yard.
No, he got up.
Oh, went to the grocery
went
store.
Went to the at 7 o'clock in the morning, went to the grocery store. 8 o'clock, it came down to feed Fiona with all intentions of going back to bed, except for Daryl had a full breakfast made. And so he made
a casserole.
Casserole.
Breakfast casserole.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah. And
hash browns.
Sausages. So then I was like, I can't just go back to sleep after this. So then I just laid on the couch.
Yeah, she just hung out on the couch. Then I did all that
shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. I mowed the front lawn and did all kind of stuff out front. And then I power washed the front of our house and stuff. And then waited for the sun to move so I could do the backyard. Got the backyard done.
Chopped wood.
And then
he really
I did. I did chop some wood. I chopped some wood. They call me Bunyan.
And bought all the Christmas presents wrapped.
And this was from our sponsor of meth.
Yeah. And I found time to satisfy my man.
I said, hock to it. Yeah. But no, it was funny because Lisa just kind of goes, God, you're just going. And I go, yeah, you know, that's it. And are you hungry? And she goes, and, you know, this was later in the day. Uh-huh. And then I cooked us up some ribeye steaks.
I shaved my legs.
Yeah, that's what she did. That she shaved her legs.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good day.
It was. Yeah. So we all, you know.
Yeah, I fell asleep on the couch too at one point.
But so like I said, I took too much sun in. I regretted it on Sunday, but.
Man, that just really takes it out of you for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then do you love?
So this is our big announcement. We alluded to it at the beginning of the podcast last week, but Good Witch, Bad Witch is going to be sponsoring an episode of Rabia and Ellen Solve the Case. So if you guys are not already subscribing to that podcast, they are a Patreon-only spodcast.
Spodcast.
Spudnik.
They are a Patreon-only podcast, which is on Spotify, Apple, or you can, if you are an Apple Plus person or whatever, you can get it for, but their Patreon level is only $1 a month. So go get on it for the dollar, listen to our podcast, and then do what you want. If you love it, then keep
then
continuing.
Exactly.
Then
give
us your dollar.
Yeah, afterwards give us a dollar. But
exactly.
So again, it's called Rabia and Ellen Solve the Case. We are going to be on there with Danica Woolard, who was our one of our guests last year, and her sister was tragically murdered at American Elm. And we are going to be discussing that case with Rabia and Ellen. We are recording on September 23rd, and it will be live to. So hold on one second. I want to find the right thing.
It's coming out on their thing sometime that week, the 25th or 26th.
Yeah, so
like
it
that.
Says it will air on 9/25 at the $10 and up tiers, and then on 9/26 at the $1 and $5 level.
Oh, okay.
And then unless you have the Plus Apple subscription, and then you can get to either one. So it's just if you want to just do the dollar, it's on the 26th.
Wait a day. Yeah,
and stuff. So that should be really interesting. It is a national podcast. That the way that I understand it, they reach hundreds of thousands of people every single month.
Wow.
And so I just think that it's really neat that, first of all, that we're going to be able to be on there. Good Witch, Bad Witch will be mentioned, and also that we can bring light to the American Elm murders and hopefully find the perpetrator and bring some justice to Emeril and Nacho. So if you haven't heard that episode, it's called You Should Be Here. And also put that on your list of things to do. It's a great podcast anyways. It's a great true crime and comedy podcast. So
absolutely. And those ladies make things happen. Just a reminder, if you're new to the program or are not familiar with Rabia, she was a go-getter anyway, but went to law school and started the Innocence Project to get her friend Adnan Syed out of jail. And here we are, and he's free.
28 years later.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I just heard something.
They get things done.
I just heard something about it on the news. They're trying to recant that whole thing
now. They are. There's a lot of things going. They're trying to, the family, I have to still watch the video. Something went wrong with the whole thing with the court proceedings, where now the family of the victim said that they weren't asked to be at the final hearing, and so because of that, something I don't know.
There's some weird.
There's
stuff
a little there. Glitch in it.
Yeah, but technicality.
Adnan is out right now, and hopefully
stays out,
and everything will be good because he is innocent. And Robbie had works with the Innocence Project. She does a lot of stuff with that, and became a lawyer just to be able to help her
incredible
friend out.
Right. So she is awesome. We have a lot of respect for her.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, every little bit helps as far as keeping eyes on the case, like you said, and making sure that people don't forget about it. There's somebody is out there that could be dangerous to other people.
Yeah, who knows when they can snap again.
Right. I was talking to Danny and Emerald's mom today because I do her nails. Marilyn, she's the loveliest woman you could ever meet. And I was telling her, you know, I loved Emerald with every part of my being. I cannot even tell you how amazing this girl was. And not only, I mean, to get justice for her and her coworker Nacho would be amazing, but the biggest thing is, on top of all of that, there is still a murderer among us that lives within our community.
Walking
that
free.
Gets to walk the streets, and she doesn't, and that's not okay.
It isn't.
And stuff. So the more that we can put a little emphasis on this case, the better.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, say something funny.
Well, I think we should have ended the whole intro with the American cheese thing.
I think
let's just turn that around.
I can stack it to the ceiling.
You are, God, you have, I just can't believe they even didn't know to hire you sooner.
I know, I'm really good at it, guys.
Cheese stacker. We will be back with the meat of our program and maybe some cheese.
Woo!
Ooh, cheese.
Meat and cheese.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. This is what we call the meat of our program. I don't even know how that started.
I don't know.
But I think it's funny, and now we just do it. Yeah. So, like, this is the main part, right?
Yeah.
Like, not...
Main meat.
Not the Shelly Stackin'
cheese
part.
That's a cheesy story there. Bread. No, this is...
No, this is
which,
the meat.
Which is like the cheese. The meat is the meat.
Yeah.
Right. And the wow is the trioli.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I guess it would be the other... The bottom bun.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And the intro is the top bread.
The top bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even the lettuce. Wait, what?
What kind of buns do you like?
Jesus.
Sesame seed?
I don't. As long as they're... I don't really... Like, seriously, like, if I could have a hamburger on white bread, I'd like that more. I don't like a lot of bun.
Oh, I see. Even if it were grilled with a nice buttered, like a herbed butter.
Like I do.
As long as it's not too puffy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I'd rather have
like a thin bun.
Like a patty melt.
Oh, like the Jack in the Box. Yeah, on a sourdough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to.
Welcome to food porn.
Yeah, I'm like,
me to the program. Food porn.
What's our show today called?
What's your fantasy hamburger is what our show's about.
Exactly. We can talk about whatever.
You like your burger on bruschetta or what?
Let's start out the meat with that. What is your fantasy burger?
Well, I just said. No, okay. I don't know. You know what?
Tell me.
Here's the deal. I really like a good, like, mushroom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Actually, if you had, my mom used to make this. Mm. You have a medium rare burger.
Sure.
And then you have mushrooms.
Uh-huh.
But mixed in with cream cheese.
Oh.
You put that on top of it.
Oh, what are you, a witch?
She used to do that all the time.
Delicious.
And it melts in your mouth. I don't think then you need any more cheese.
No.
But, you know, cheese is never bad, but you could put a little more cheese on there. Maybe
cream cheese. Cream cheese for the win.
Yeah, and so that would be good. Daryl always browns his, like, he puts them on the grill with butter.
Yeah, yeah.
And then puts them on.
As one
really
should.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl, what's your favorite?
What's your dream burger?
I don't eat hamburgers that much, so.
Okay. Fantasy burger
I'm
has
a ribeye
one on
guy.
It, though.
If I could stick a ribeye between two pieces of two buns, that'd be good for me.
You did order, you went to Red Robin and had one with an egg on it.
Yeah, that was years ago.
That was
grumpy.
Old, Daryl. That was so last year.
Okay.
It's not in the script to talk about fantasy burgers. We're not doing it.
He's like, look, he keeps looking at his thing like, you guys are off script.
We're off script.
Oh, no. So anyways, we're talking about the things that are our fantasies.
Yes.
And things, this was his idea.
I know.
Yeah.
And burgers weren't in it at all.
Well, then you go. Yeah. You take it away.
No, you go ahead.
No, have at it.
Just because I don't want to talk burgers over here. No. Ah. Oh, you got me all twisted, boo.
You get so...
Improv comic.
No, not at all. Okay, so let's talk about some of our fantasy things.
Okay.
Things that we would be at the top of our list if we could make it up in, like, or whatever, even if it's over the moon, over...
Yeah, something that's even...
Yeah, there's no limitations.
Yeah,
right, our fantasies exactly. have no limitations.
Nice. What would be your fantasy job?
Obviously, a cam model.
A cam?
You've heard of them, the cam models that just take their clothes off and get everybody just throws them money. There is somebody that's into my type. There's a millionaire out there that's totally into my type.
Then why don't you do it?
I'm joking.
Oh.
For the first reason.
Okay.
The second reason is I really want to open a tea house, which I've talked about many times, like Babe's Tea Room that we went to, because everybody's in a good mood and they're always celebrating something and you're surrounded by baked goods and good smells and lovely teas and you could rotate them and you could decorate everything really pretty and you could have flowers and then I could be at home and in bed by 7 o'clock.
You know what would be
in the
really
morning.
You know what would be really good if you did a tea room, but like did a twist on it and made it more of like a coffee room, but did the same thing, like with the tiers or whatever. But then you had different, like you could have like a different coffees that would go good with, because not everybody. I mean, teas are great.
Sure, once in a while.
Or you can have either or.
Yeah,
I can get the coffee flight or the tea flight.
Yes.
Have it be coffee, tea, or me.
There you go. And it also tickles my fantasy itch of wanting to be like Flo from that 70s sitcom and just pouring coffee for people all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'll give you a straight black cup of Joe, and then here's a little coffee bar with fun little accoutrement.
Oh, build your own.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, and you could put the Devonshire cream from the scones into your coffee.
I wonder if that would be any good.
Scones
are
good.
Would it be bad? Amazing. No. Unfuck-upable.
Devonshire cream's the
exactly.
best.
What's the name of my coffee house, Daryl?
Coffee, tea, or me.
I love it.
Yeah. What's the name of my coffee tea house?
Coffee, tea, or me.
Great idea.
The ones that we went to, the Babes or whatever, had more tea than anybody could. I mean, like,
pages.
It was insane.
Yes, from all countries of the world.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Indeed. What about you guys?
I want to be a professional cruiser. I want to go on every cruise line, you know, and rate them, rate their food, rate their service, rate, you know, a lot of these cruise lines have their own islands.
Oh, wow.
Rate their islands, see if I liked it, you know, and just overall, just like, and nobody knows that's what I do. I'm just a secret guy underground.
Secret cruise guy.
I thought you meant cruising for chicks.
Oh, yeah, and chicks and cheese.
That's funny you should say that, because I have two things, but I had cruise director on there.
Okay.
So I could be like Julie, the cruise director, and then you can come and like,
I'll be like,
see if I'm doing a good job.
Yeah, Julie's doing an okay job.
Because wouldn't it be fun to like make up the games and stuff that people are doing?
Yeah, see, I would like, and go to each, you know, every place has game night. They got karaoke night. They even have shows, you know,
musicals.
We went to a musical.
We did. We saw, it was like,
Jaws?
No, it was,
that'd be great.
Doo-dum.
No, it was like a musical about all the,
60
John Hughes movies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was really cute.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, that's pretty
so
cool.
It was like, it went through everything, but there was like two people that went through every like movie.
Yes.
And did all the different things. It was really cute.
So why can't, I mean, you guys could still be together and work on your dream job.
Yep.
Exactly.
Could be like, I can never find Daryl. Well, he's on the promenade deck.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he might be hanging out with, oh my gosh, what's his name?
Isaac.
Yeah,
little Isaac, yeah.
Isaac the bartender.
He's so shy.
What great jobs, you guys.
What about you?
My other one would be a nail polish creator. I like to make the colors and name them.
Okay, give me one. Give me one, a color and a name.
It would be a very light purple brown, and it would be called Marvelous.
Oh, I like that. Ooh, I got one.
Uh-huh.
How about kind of a tanny gray, a grayish or whatever, called taupe secret.
Oh.
That's cute.
I want to work for your company.
Yeah, okay. You're fired.
Yay.
I know, that would be so
we'll fun. Never, we'll never part.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
And we can sell it on the cruise ship.
At our salon in the cruise ship. Yeah.
Perfect. I could be Isaac. I'm always cleaning blenders and listening to people's problems.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Cleaning out glasses.
Did you ever see Doc actually really with a patient? No.
No, Doc was always hitting on people.
He was, and he wasn't that attractive. It was like,
I didn't get it either. Him and the captain were getting tail left.
Yeah. I know.
And then Gopher, the actual cute one, he was the ship's purser. What does he do?
What is a purser?
I don't know.
Here's your purse, ma'am. Here's your purse, ma'am.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fred Grandy. That was the...
Did they ever decide why his name was Gopher?
Probably because he was the... He went for things.
Yeah.
He was the Gopher.
Purser, Gopher.
Yeah, no, I mean, literally. Yeah, that's
the Gopher. It makes sense. It all makes sense now.
Yeah, go get the captain a condom.
Coming together. Okay, what would be your fantasy concert? It could either be like a festival of different concerts, or somebody that you wish you've seen and have never seen before.
Got it. You guys go ahead.
So mine, if it could actually would have ever been able to happen, this is my fantasy one.
Okay.
Would be a show to see Alice in Chains, Nirvana, and Soundgarden, all three of them together. Because we won't ever see the original lineup because they're all gone. I would have added Pearl Jam, but they're still going strong and they're still all alive.
And you've seen them.
Those three together in one show would have been phenomenal.
That's awesome.
One that I really is obtainable to go to that I really, really want to go to is a country music festival in Nashville, and they do it at NASA Stadium, the big football stadium, and they have, maybe 15 different acts? Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's incredible. It's just like the biggest.
Isn't it Country Jam or something like that?
Yeah, Country Jam. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it on toast.
Yeah. With a little bit of taupe.
That was dumb. That was cute of you guys.
But yeah, that one I would love to go to. We actually kind of were fantasizing one time. I was talking to my buddy Dave, and he's like, hey, we're thinking of getting tickets for next year. And he goes, like, we found a block of tickets. And I go, he goes, we can probably get the whole thing for like $600. And I go, well, let's do it. He goes, it's $600 a person.
Jeez, it was all four of us for $600.
I go, sign us in, man. We're in. He goes, are you sure? And then he called me.
Yeah.
He goes, good. Before I put this on a credit card, he goes, it's $600 a person. I go, okay,
no.
Never mind.
Mine would be the person that I wish that I could see that I've never seen and is really the only person on my bucket list anymore is Madonna.
Yep.
And so that's, as far as like a festival or something, I just got to see Godsmack and Avenged Sevenfold together.
Wow.
That was the festival best show ever.
And you can't beat that.
You lived your fantasy. Yeah. Are you sure if you could go back in time, you wouldn't see Woodstock 99?
I would definitely in a porta potty. I would like to watch the whole thing from a shit filled porta potty.
108 degrees
and
outside.
People are diving into it.
Give me some water, some dirty water.
Yeah, I'll just lick the walls. It'll be fine. Yeah, and that's how I'll get my hydration.
My fantasy concert has a dead person, a live person, and a band that is probably never getting back together. But, and I don't even know how it would all go together, but it would be Prince, Madonna, and the Police. And I would hope that with their catalogs, it would last about 10 hours.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what? I thought you were going to have INXS in there. Your boy.
Yeah, Michael Hutchence is there too. So the whole time he's like wiggling his hips at me and looking at me seductively. And I'm like, I'm going to buy into it
because
it's my fantasy.
Because he does this, he looks at you and goes, I need you tonight.
Shelley.
Yeah,
I like that.
Because I'm not sleeping. Shelley. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice. Oh, good one.
Perfect. Yep. Yep.
Daryl listens to me.
I pay attention to you, buddy.
He does.
I do.
He doesn't like to talk about hamburgers. But
that was odd.
It's hard to talk when you're a fool.
It's just booger talk, am I right?
He was just so angry.
And it was.
You were really mad.
Don't push the manwich's buttons. Burgers are a direct competitor of the manwich.
Yeah. You don't know that. Yeah, over in Manville, we don't like burgers.
You got real weird there for a second.
Oh, you're good.
Okay. You're good. He's like, stop talking about it. I'm getting pissed again. It's not on the list. Okay.
Back it up.
If you had a place like a travel spot that would be your ultimate fantasy place to go, where would it be?
not space. And you guys are going to love this because you're invited on my fantasy trip.
Awesome. Oh.
So it'd be a small private cruise ship. Mm-hmm. And it would be going around the Mediterranean. And we would have a private chef. Mm-hmm. And then you could say, this is what I like. I like special fancy coffee. Mm-hmm. I like peach, Busch Light, whatever. And so everything, the fridges and everything's stocked with what we want. And then they would have activities for us that we could do or not do.
I have to be the cruise director on that one?
No.
Oh, you can.
We're the vacationers.
We planned everything.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And so we would go to Portugal and we could go inland and stuff and we could go as long as we like and Spain and the Greek islands and Italy and like the island of Capri and the French Riviera. So we could see topless ladies that are too tan while we have an espresso.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think that would be amazing. Yeah, and I would take all of you guys and motherfucking Ham and my family and, you know, Karen and the girls and all that.
That'd be great.
Let's go.
Yeah.
What about you?
One of my biggest fantasy, I still want to go to Australia. I really want to see Australia.
Do it. Send me pictures of those gigantic spiders.
Yeah.
And dingoes.
Well, baby.
Dingoes eat the spiders.
Baby ate your dingo.
No, if you go, I would love to see pictures of and video of the Great Barrier Reef and all the surfers and stuff. And I've heard it's very beautiful.
I would say that us, or even just Daryl by himself, being able to go is as much of a fantasy as that you would be with us. So let's just put it on there that you're just with us.
Yeah.
We don't have to take
pictures. Like asking Brian to drive 17 hours or whatever it is. Isn't it a huge flight to Australia?
Well, it really is.
It's like a day and a half.
Yeah.
I said driving, not flying. He's not driving to Australia.
You know, by the time we get to be able to do that, you might have a driving boat that can get you there.
Maybe so.
Oh.
My thing that I said was the only thing that I could think of that, I mean, obviously I'll go anywhere. You guys, I mean, like you could send me to a boat to Brighton and I'll be fine.
A boat
to Brighton?
I don't know, whatever.
Let's catch the ferry to Brighton.
Yeah, give me just a time away and I'm totally fine. But I've always wanted to go to one of those places and I don't care where it's at, but I want to be in one of those huts on the water.
Yeah.
Oh,
Bora Bora, Tahiti. Yes.
Where you just walk out and there's
everything there. Yeah.
Is around you.
And you have your own thing and maybe no electricity in the best way, maybe just some candlelight, some white bedding that you don't have to wash.
Right.
And you can see all the fishes because the water's so clear.
Ooh,
did I hijack your fantasy?
No, that's exactly what it is. You're in my mind.
Me too.
With a nice big juicy burger.
And and a book.
Yes, and a book. And then it's so you could like smell the ocean and hear the seagulls.
Ah!
It's so peaceful.
You're totally
scared you?
I didn't expect it. They think I'm about to pee.
It's so peaceful. But you could have sushi every night and it'd be so fresh. Oh, and there's a little canoe tied up to your house on stilts, and you could go for a little,
You know the best part about it, too? And if you pee yourself, you just jump in the water.
That's right, rinse off. All the peaceful birds. It's so quiet.
I seen you jump.
I haven't made her pee in like 2 weeks. It feels good, guys.
It's been a while,
It feels real good.
It's good. Oh, goodness.
The bad witch needs some Depends. Glad it's not my chair.
We need a new sponsor, please.
You guys, I am not even kidding. If you haven't signed up for Patreon, today's the day.
I do a pretty good seagull, as it turned out.
It's very believable.
When you do a bunch of them in the 80s, it's a flock of seagulls. I can do.
So far.
I took it too far.
It's all good.
It's fine. I'm going to take that opportunity to crack open a pressure.
Okay, the next one is, I can't see. Sporting event. What is your fantasy sporting event?
I would see the Saints in the Superdome playing anybody. I don't care.
That'd be cool.
You've never gone all the times you've been to
them? I've been to the Superdome a few times and seen them play amazing games. One of them was like the top 5 scoring games of all time. Uh-huh. And every time the Saints scored, people would dance. And we were dancing for 4 hours because it was like a 53-62 game or something.
Nice.
We played the Jets or the Giants. Who was Eli Manning?
Giants.
So that was great, but I've never been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
Super Dome.
That's kind of like me. That's what I said. We were Avs fans, Avaholics forever, 13 years. We were straight ticket holders and everything. Mm-hmm. And the year that they go to the damn Stanley Cup was the year that we just couldn't afford to pay for the tickets what they wanted. But yeah, I would love to see a Stanley Cup final.
Oh, for sure. That would be amazing. Yeah,
just anybody. I would love to just, I'd love hockey that much. I'd love to see a Stanley Cup final.
This isn't on, I'm just saying this because I get two, I guess. I'd love to go to the Madison Square Garden and see New York Rangers. But my ultimate sporting event would be to go to the Olympics.
Oh,
maybe
that'd be fun.
Anything. I don't care. Like, if they're like, you get to go to.
What if you just got to see the Jamaican bobsled?
I really wouldn't care. I could say that I got to see Ace Hill.
Yes,
but if I got to pick, it would probably be a hockey game.
Yeah, in France.
France. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Good one. Okay.
If you could have your fantasy place to live besides a hut in the water.
That's how seagulls sound in Tahiti.
Yeah.
They're real hungry.
They are. What was that one? Was that the dinner guest one? Oh, no. Where you could live?
We skipped a couple. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You're going to piss off Daryl. I don't live with him. It's you. You live here and you do whatever you want.
She had tears in her eyes from laughing.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I did. I actually forgot to even write that one down. What's the next one?
If you could have any dinner guest you could possibly have.
Go ahead.
I really, really thought about this, but I would have loved to have been able to sit down with Muhammad Ali.
Oh, wow.
What a life. Oh, totally.
I think, seriously, he would have been one of the most interesting people to...
Yep.
I mean, the crap that guy went through in this life he's seen,
And overcame and all that stuff. Yeah, he really is the greatest of all times.
Yeah.
He invented the goat without knowing he was
invented the goat. That's right. Yeah, when he became the goat, he's like, well, I don't know who that is.
I'm like one of the first most imitatable athletes of all time. So, sure. I'm the greatest. Am I doing it?
You're pretty good.
Punch like a butterfly, kick like a bee. I'm the greatest. That's inimitable.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Good one, Daryl. That would be a great dinner guest. What would you serve Muhammad Ali?
Anything ribeye? He wanted, I'd be like, here's a good ribeye for you, sir, Mr. Holly, Muhammad Ali.
Awesome.
I'm drawing a blank because there's just so many.
Well, I'll do mine, and then it might make you mad, it might not, but and then you can do yours after that because you have time to think. You might be mad because I know you don't like him.
Okay,
but I would invite Elon Musk, and this is why. I think he's fascinating. I think for the richest man in the world, he did a lot of really cool things that I want to learn about. For one thing, he lives in an inflatable house. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of these. They're like $30,000, and they're amazing. You could get a pop-up grandmother house or whatever for your mother-in-law or father-in-law, whoever you like, that you have $30,000 for. He has 12 kids. He's really worried about the world population, and he's just a friend to man in a lot of ways. But two of the reasons that I know of that I think are so amazing, well, three. Number one, when... the war on Ukraine happened, and they're like, Russia's, shutting down their satellites and stuff. And so the Ukrainians are like, I can't talk to any of my family, even online or anything, or in any country, let alone my own. And because the Russians shut down their satellites, and Elon Musk's like, I got fucking satellites. Here you go. They're free. They're yours. You guys can communicate with
whoever you want. Up into the sky?
Yes, because he has them. Yeah. And he's like, here you go. They're turned on. You guys can communicate with whoever you want because he's so freedom of speech for everybody, not just Americans.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in South Africa. He is literally an African man that believes in the opportunity and growth and education and everything that America provides. And that's why he moved here. And he hired the world's smartest engineers to have this incredible space program. And this is what I just heard that is crazy as hell. So you know how Boeing is shit in the bed with all of their airplanes, including the one that we're going to go on to in New York?
Uh-huh.
As it's like, windows are flying out and doors are falling off. And, they're just hiring people that aren't qualified to, make safe equipment. And so they, in a kind of a space race, threw up these two astronauts, a man and a woman, Boeing did this, and can't get them back down.
Yeah.
They're fucking stuck.
It was only supposed to be a 5-day trip or something.
Yes, exactly.
They can't come back for a month.
Luckily, at least. Yeah. So it could be up to 8 months. But they have plenty of food, luckily, and oxygen and all the other things, because they went to the International Space Station. Mm-hmm. But Boeing can't get them back. So they're like, oh, shit, I'm so embarrassed. Elon, do you have some guys? And he's like, yeah, let me, you know, work this out, because we have to go through the International NASA, whatever. Who cared? But anyway, so he's saving their bacon. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't you go crazy? And I hope those two people like each other.
Right.
And then the last thing that I think is really, really cool was, what was it besides that and that and that? Oh, so the ex-Twitter situation. So Twitter was being overrun, like all of the stuff that we're on, Meta and, you know, Facebook and Instagram and everything. Ashley Madison, not that I was ever on Ashley Madison, but, you know, the cheating website. It's just overrun by bots. You know, there's all of these opinions and trolls and stuff that aren't even real. And it was, you know, maybe paid for by one political party or another. I'm not saying which. They all did it.
Right.
It's corrupt. Mm-hmm. It's a corrupt system. And he's like, fuck that. I'm going to, you know, buy you for $40 billion or whatever it is so people can say whatever they want. And we're not going to pull your thing. We're not going to censor it. You can cuss. You can say that Trump is an asshole. You can say that Kamala is a hairy twat. Sure. You can just say whatever you want. But it seems like because the people that are into that, it doesn't get so immature or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you know how I feel about freedom of speech, and I would just love to meet him. And he was also married for a brief while to one of Brian's celebrity crushes, the musician. But anyway, I think he's fascinating. And I know I'd be intimidated by being around one of the smartest men in the world, but I like that all of his intentions are good. He's a friend to man, and he wants to help people. All of his money goes to other people, not even his own country people. So anyway,
I have two things to say about that.
Yes.
The first thing, it kind of irritates me because I think you should have thought about it a little bit. I think that you should have put something behind that.
I'm just so impressed with this person.
Okay, well, next time, you know, why don't you do a little research?
Don't just pull it out of my bottom.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did I mention mine was Muhammad Ali? Right.
Second of all, the cool thing about that would be that he would pick up the check, right?
Yeah. He better.
Yeah.
And he's so, like, we're going splitsies, right?
That's why he's so rich.
I got to pay for my $30,000 inflatable home.
My mother-in-law needs a place to live.
He's like, how about In-N-Out Burger? How does that sound?
We can't get there. And stuff, but, you know, I'll just buy it.
Can you drive? I forgot to plug my car in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, next time Shelley's going to think a little bit about it.
I know. I was just sitting there going, I picked Muhammad Ali.
What? Muhammad Ali would be amazing.
You didn't pick one?
I forgot to write it down.
I think yours would be Lady Gaga.
Sure. Don't be intimidated. Lady Gaga would be awesome.
She would be fun.
Stephanie can come out to play.
Like not just one person, but like having a whole table full of people.
Well, the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm done. You go. No, shit.
Curly.
I would have Muhammad Ali. Where did that come from, Carol? Lady Gaga, Shaq, Al Roker,
yes.
Patrick Waugh, and Val Kilmer.
What are we having for dinner?
And then throw in Charles Barkley just to go, this is terrible. This is just terrible.
I think Charles Barkley would get on my nerves. But yeah, no, I think that's it.
That's a nice table.
Thanks.
And Al would be going, yeah, this is great. Yeah.
Al would be just punchlining it up and being his hilarious self.
Hey, Shaq, you going to get up? Oh, you are up.
Yeah, I can't wait till we go to New York. I'm going to just go and stand at the Today Show with a sign that says, Al, marry me.
Yes,
and I'm going to wear my Oswego shirt.
There you go. Oh, nice.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Or pretend it's your 100th birthday.
Oh, yeah, I'm 100. That's a good idea.
You should just go as a jar of jam.
I'll put a jar of jam in my face through the picture and just say, I'm 100. And go like this. With the, if you guys don't know what that is, that's me with my head through the poster.
Yeah, through the jam.
Yeah. I'm so on that.
We have plans.
Perfect. Nice. Okay, was the next one pet?
Yes.
Okay.
Was it pet or where you would like to live?
I think it's pet.
Pet was after sporting event.
Yeah.
Okay, pet.
Yeah.
What would be your ultimate pet?
You guys go.
I have it. I love Amy. Okay. So I love her dearly.
Amy the toy.
But I would really like to have a tortoise.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like a dry land tortoise.
Yeah, one of the ones that, you know, like, you know, they you can keep them pretty much as a house pet too. They'll cruise your house and outside. Yeah.
Tortoise would be cool.
You could give babies rides on their back.
Everybody's going, he's going to say rhino, but that's really stretching it. You know, well, could I really pet a rhino?
It's fantasy, right?
Yeah. But no, I would love to have a tortoise. I just think it'd be cool.
I think that'd be cool, too. And then just throw a head of lettuce out every day for them to nibble on.
Yep, some strawberries and lettuce. And
What would you name your tortoise?
Tortellini.
I love that. That's perfect. Fantasy tortoise.
Perfect. I just still want another dog, and I'd like a sheepadoodle. I mean, if it's a fantasy, that's
sure.
the one that
hey,
I
listen
want
to that fantasy.
What's her name?
Her name is either Cricket or Rio.
Oh, those are both great names.
That's great. Cricket.
Yeah,
Cricket.
I love it.
With a K.
K.
Linus is my fantasy pet. He's an ideal dog. But if I went exotic, I would get an otter, a pika, or a raccoon. Like
what's a pika?
They smile. They look kind of like a gopher or a prairie dog or a ground dog or whatever. But they're itty bitty and they're all, you see them in memes all the time. They're always smiling. And then they might have like a peanut in their mouth. And they're just real smiley and happy. They have big fat cheeks.
You know what
they're
else
kind
is
of cinnamon really colored.
If you could actually really just have a fan, like a sloth would be a fun one.
So cute.
And
low maintenance.
Also, what are they called? A cupaberry?
Yeah, kookaburra, whatever.
Kookaburra, it's
capybara.
The big giant guinea pigs.
Yes.
They're actually they're related to a rat.
They have a sanctuary in Texas, in Austin, Texas, that you can go.
And you can actually keep those as pets.
Yeah.
Let's go.
But you can go and stay and at the, like, they there and then
do
go and, like,
yoga with them.
That would be amazing. Let's do it.
Yeah, I asked of anything with
chubby
animals.
Cheeks.
Yeah. Chubby cheeks.
Yeah.
Chubby cheeks.
Okay. Place to live, if you could have anywhere to live.
I would live in Arvada or Evergreen. Well, obviously, home is where your people are, but also, we've got everything but an ocean, and it's a great place to live. I think it's fairly low crime, and I like how everybody operates in general. Too many motorcycle accidents lately, unfortunately.
Oh, my gosh.
But if I had to pick someplace different, one of my favorite places I traveled was with Dara, and it was called Key Cocker, and it was one of the islands outside of the mainland of Belize, and it was 4 miles long. No electricity. Everything was run on a generator. They had a restaurant or two, but it was just so peaceful and the tourists were respectful of it. And I don't know, it was just nice to not have paved roads and all the locals just rode their bicycles.
Did you live in a hut on the water?
It would be more like, what would you call a rundown small cottage? A shanty.
A shanty.
I would live in a shanty and I'd probably fish like everybody else on the island does. And you could just take the ferry into the mainland if you wanted. And it seemed like a nice, simple life.
Nice.
And I might go nuts in a month. Who knows? How about you guys?
When we were on one of our cruises, the two that we've been on.
All of our cruises.
I fell in love with St. Thomas.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's just so, and the people are chill. Everything. I fell in love with St. Thomas. Also, I really love Puerto Rico.
Yeah, Puerto Rico's
kick-ass. Puerto Rico's just freaking, it's so cool.
I'm going to change my answer because I've been there twice and it was, it has everything, kind of like Colorado, except for it has an ocean.
Yeah.
You've got jungle, you've got peaceful things, you've got city, you've got beach, jungle.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico it is. Let's go. I don't want to do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mine would be to live anywhere cheaper and where I don't have to worry about a house payment.
Yeah.
Like if I could buy a house that's like for, like what half of what my house is now, and I could just go and pay it outright and not have any house payment.
Yeah. Well, let's get in one of those Elon Musk's house for $30,000.
I'm on Elon Musk's property. Musk's property.
It's called Musk Land.
You would probably have to own the land on which you throw the inflatable house. But
no, he's going to just pay for it.
Yeah. He might. He's a friend of man, I'm telling you.
Yes.
Okay. You have an in now since you've been to dinner with you. That was the last one. As far?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm off.
Oh, okay. You're fine.
We started with hamburgers. Freaking us all off. I do
it's
have
chaos,
one just that I'm throwing out there to you guys you didn't get to think about and stuff. If you could have a hall pass or a one-night stand with somebody, who would it be?
Oh. My first instinct is the guy who played Dario in Game of Thrones, who was the Dragon Queen's boyfriend for a time, the first one.
Okay.
Two actors played him. And he's Dutch. His name is Michael, spelled weird. Michael
two
something.
Two actors play the same guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think my guy was first.
The second Becky?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I want the first Becky.
Okay. Nobody noticed. It's
yes.
like, Becky, change.
Yes, the Dutch guy. He was on Treme, too.
Okay.
But, yeah, he's my first instinct.
Okay.
How about you guys?
Well, I just seen a little thing about her the other day, and this woman, she's got the same water that Rob Lowe drinks, and that's Selma Hayek.
Just ageless.
Oh my God, she's in.
I was like, why does she have Rob Lowe's water?
Give Rob his water back.
Right.
She's drinking from the same fountain that Rob Lowe is, because I see the thing of it, and she was in a swimming pool, and I'm like, oh, I was like, oh my.
Schween. Yeah, uh-huh. No, she's gorgeous, for sure.
I touch myself.
Good pick.
Yes.
Patrick
Wall.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're out there, Patty, I did look for when me and Shelly and the girls, our friends, are all going to New York in a couple weeks, a month actually, from today. And I looked to see if there was an Islanders game, and they're not.
No.
Dag nabbit.
I know. They're out of town. I'm so irritated.
That is a poop scoop.
I know. So if anybody listens to this and has tickets to when the Islanders play the Avalanche.
Here in Colorado. Just
in Colorado, think of me.
Think of her.
They will. They'll think of them while you're at the game.
Yeah, they'll be at the game going, oh, I'm thinking of Lisa. She was here.
I'm thinking of Lisa.
She would really like this, wouldn't she?
She's going to GoFundMe for that. Perfect. Okay, that's it. Anymore?
That's our little ditty. Well,
okay.
Thank you for running us through that, Lisa. That's another one of those ones I had in a notebook from 2 years ago, but that was fun.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Sometimes our ideas just have to simmer.
Yeah, sorry to throw you off.
Gotta let them brew.
They gotta simmer. He's gonna be okay, Lisa.
You think so?
I do.
All right.
I do.
Okay, we'll be back with what you're talking about.
Alrighty.
Welcome back, witches. It is time for a segment we call Witcha Talkin' About, where we all talk about stuff and then you listen to it. Perhaps give us feedback on some sort of online medium or keep it to yourself. We don't give a shit.
Hey. It's like, I'm not telling anybody this.
Nope.
I'm not letting anybody in on this.
Hey, Daryl.
Hey.
Witcha Talkin' About.
Shelly.
Well, you know, when we moved out here to where we live in Reunion, we moved out here during the pandemic and, you know, coronavirus and all this bullshit. You know, we really didn't get to meet much of our neighbors or even see people for the first 2 years we were here, but year and a half, you know. And so my across the street neighbor, Bill, is just, we've really become pretty good friends, you know, and we meet in the middle of the street, we talk, and we either end up, you know, on his sidewalk having a bullshit session.
Hit by a car.
Yeah. Or, you know, having a cocktail, this and that. So him and his wife, Michelle, are just neat people. And I just really, really love the fact that we've got neighbors like that, you know. And unfortunately, her mother just passed away. And so that was their life for the longest time, was taking care of her mother. So, you know, my neighbor Bill, last night he was out and about, and I looked at him, I wave, hey, buddy, you all home alone? He goes, yeah, just kind of hanging out, waiting for Michelle to get home. And then so we start talking, you know, and stuff, and he said, telling me what he would have usually been doing on a Tuesday, helping his mother-in-law, you know, feed her lunch and this and the other stuff, this and that. And he goes, it's just kind of really weird, you know. He goes, but it's kind of been kind of freeing. We're kind of like seeing now, hey, we can start, you know, vacationing more, or we can do this, we can do some other things. And I brought up the fact, you know, I said, well, do you guys like to play games? You know, and they're like, well, you know, we used to like to, you know, play Scrabble, this and that. You know, and I said, well, we had to have a game night, so I'd have you guys over and have a game night. I mentioned that we had Pop Darts.
Oh.
He lost it. He goes, I've been wanting to play. He goes, I want to order that game. But he goes, they have different versions of it. They have a golf version of it. It's kind of like a cornhole setup deal, and you play that. But I told him the way that we played for our podcast, you know, with the setting up different shots and stuff. And he goes, now you're talking.
That's right.
That sounds like a fun game. But anyway, so last night, you know, he's funny. He'll go on little spurts. He loves Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
But he knows when he's had too much Jack Daniels. So now it's time to, you know, give it a break. So he's been drinking this non-alcoholic bourbon. So I've been telling him, like, kidding around him, when are you ever going to give me a shot of that? When are you going to try? So last night he's like, hey, you want to try this? I got to tell you guys, I tried it. It tastes legitly like a good bourbon.
Mm, that sounds delicious.
It was like, it was nice. It had a smoky, kind of a buttery flavor to it. It was crazy. But so he's standing out. Hey, we're standing out in the middle of the road. He's got this bottle of fake bourbon or whatever. I got my Stay Witchy glass or something. We're out there and people are driving up down the street. I go, wow, we really look impressive here, don't we?
But they've had a bottle of that stuff. Neither one of them shit their pants.
Right? It's crazy.
These guys are not getting shit faced. But, you know, I was, long story short, it's nice. I don't know if you live in a neighborhood where you're good friends with your neighbors or not, this and that. I just truly enjoy being, I'm a neighbor guy. I love being a neighbor
guy. He is Mr. Social.
I got my next door neighbor, Nick, and his family. I do. I love neighbors and I love going around. But just, you know, this day and age, there's so many people not getting along and people arguing about this and arguing about that. Or, you know, nobody likes this side and nobody likes that side. Just take a minute and have a little bit of non-alcohol bourbon.
I think that's a great witch chat. Before you get going, Lisa, I have an idea for a prank, because we were talking about pranks last week, if you were listening. And if you weren't, what the hell? Come on, guys.
Yeah, don't just start here.
But anyway, we were talking about good pranks. What we should do is get a bottle of the non-alcoholic bourbon and give it to one of our impressionable friends and see if they start acting drunk.
That would be nice.
Let's do that.
Yeah, or start crying or something. Yeah.
Shot.
Well, what we could do is we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. What you got, Lise?
Okay. So this is from U.S. News. I have to clear my voice because this is very important and life altering. Methamphetamine disguised as a shipment of watermelon seized at U.S.-Mexico border in San Diego.
Come again?
Methamphetamines disguised as shipment of watermelon seized at the U.S.-Mexican border in San Diego. A truckload of methamphetamine disguised as a shipment of watermelon was seized at the U.S.-Mexico border crossing in San Diego, U.S. Customs and Border Protection said. The methamphetamines, valued at about $5 million, was found August 16th when a cargo aboard a tractor-trailer from Mexico was unloaded for a detailed inspection. Among real watermelons, officers found 1,220 packages wrapped in paper-colored, look-like watermelon skin. You guys have to see this. It's so funny.
So they were meth piñatas.
Yeah. A total weight of the packages amounted to 4,587 pounds.
Of meth.
Of meth, and testing determined the contents were methamphetamines. The truck driver was turned over to Homeland Security investigations. The funny part of it is, this is, look at that. That's how it was wrapped in that paper.
That is a half-assed melon.
Oh. Just a melon.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me. I'm nothing but a melon.
That's meth melon camp.
Don't try to make watermelon margaritas.
No, I'm not anything but a melon right here among all the other melons.
Good camouflage.
I'm freaking dying over this. I will put that up on our pages.
So that's a good one.
Melon.
Those drug dealers always trying to pull the wool over our eyes.
I'm like, you're so silly. Just keep going.
Who do those kids think we are, the Scooby-Doo clan?
I love a good melon. Come on in.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's so...
All I had was one piece of melon.
I felt so good about myself. This watermelon is tasty. Thank you for that, Lisa. Uh-huh. My witch you're talking about is from Recommended Reads. It's an email that has different articles. And this article comes from, it's literally called Interesting Facts. Like humans, comma, these animals have best friends.
Oh, what?
Exclamation point. Cows, the University of Northampton in English study says, they get stressed when separated from their BFFs. You know who else has best friends? Chimps. Oh. Bonobos. Dolphins, horses, certain birds, marmots, all have preferred partners.
Did you say varmints or marmots?
Marmots, you varmint.
What are marmots?
Marmots? I'll show you a picture.
Okay.
Marmots.
Are they a marmot?
They're like, they might be. They're, okay. I think they're like little, like prairie doggy things also.
Like everything's a prairie dog.
It's been her theme today.
Everything's a prairie dog.
Okay. Cheeks for days.
But check this shit out.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say if you and I were to express best friend physical attention, we might hold hands, maybe a smooch on the cheek or forehead, perhaps a hug.
Or
a
maybe you embrace. Would go.
But this is what capuchin monkeys do. Capuchin monkeys gently stick their fingers.
Ooh, in their tater tooter?
Nope. In one another's eye sockets.
Oh, no.
As a bonding ritual.
Gently?
So gently.
I'd rather you stick your finger in my tater tot. What?
This is why we're wearing cleaners. To protect the friendship.
Hey, Bob, I don't got my protection eye stuff on, dude.
I love you. The Three Stooges, best friends.
True. Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Thanks. Okay, well, we'll be back with our Wheel of Wisdom, which we call...
Whack
out your eyes. Whack out your eyes. Whack out your eyes.
All right.
It's all those, the meth watermelon.
Yep, it is. It's got me going. Okay.
Stop it.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah. He's the man witch. Oh, yeah.
It's time for the wow, folks. And it's still messing with Lisa. Alrighty, guys. So this is the wow when we each tell one of our little part of our stories that Shelly gave us little assignments to as our specialties.
Yes, our specialties.
Yes, and Lisa does animals. Shelly does true crime, and I do the music part of the show. So I'm going to hand it over to the animal lover right now, real quick, Miss Lisa Brown.
Yeah. So mine is kind of a sad story, and I know there's been some revelations but I don't really know what they are. This is a Colorado-based story, and it's from CNN. So it's been nationally covered. A Colorado dog breeder is found dead. As many as 9 Doberman Pinschers puppies are missing. Colorado authorities are conducting a homicide investigation after the dog breeder was found dead Saturday. And that was a couple weeks ago. And many as 10 puppies were missing from his Clear Creek property, according to the sheriff's office. Paul Peavy, 57, was last heard from the night of August 19th. And his body was discovered by a search party of community volunteers Saturday around noon, according to Bruce Boynton, a friend of Peavy's. Boynton said Peavy would have come to his restaurant twice a day. He told CNN he went to Peavy's property last Wednesday after another friend said they couldn't get in touch with him. I went up there to his place to check on him, and his place was wide open. The puppy barn was wide open, and there were no puppies. His house and his place and the whole property was torn apart. Anything of value was gone. Peavy's bred European Doberman Pinschers for adults were gone temporarily but returned to the house. I don't know by who. The Clear Creek County Sheriff's Office said the missing persons report was filed last Wednesday evening. If the situation and the information we learned was that the person was endangered, certainly we would have a larger team here, but that's not the information we received. The report that many Doberman puppies were missing from Mr. Peavy's property, the puppies' whereabouts are part of the ongoing investigation. In a subsequent post, the agency said as many as 10 puppies were missing, but the friend of Peavy's said he thought 13 were gone. Dun, dun. So, hold on, sorry.
I have a lot of questions.
Yes.
So, I'm sorry if I missed this at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So, was his body there, or he is missing with the puppies?
No, he is dead.
He's dead and murdered.
And the puppies are gone. He has been a dog lover since he was 10 years old and had various dogs since. Committed to training a dog at a young age, Paul had the years of experience and needed to breed the best European Dobermans in the state of Colorado. He has been through some things in his life, and the dogs were his therapy. So I will get an update on that as soon as I can. I don't think that, from what I understand, I think the puppies are still missing. I think it's weird that there was the adults were brought back. Like, who brought those back?
Right.
That doesn't really say and stuff, but it seems really sad because it does look like the people went just and killed this poor man just for his,
dogs.
Puppies. Oh, my God. And what part of Colorado again?
The park.
Clear Creek.
We're in Clear Creek.
Clear Creek. Okay. Good. Your husband's a better listener than
I am. Thank you. Or in me. I was reading it and didn't even.
No, you said Clear Creek.
Did I?
So I would like to make a movement in further podcasts.
Yes.
That Daryl, when he introduces the WOW, doesn't say that Lisa does animals. But I also think that's a great story, and I hope that we get to the bottom of it very soon.
Yes.
And the puppies get returned. Does he have a partner or a wife or any family?
Didn't say that either. I will get more information and get back with you on that whole thing.
Oh, I bet those puppies are so damn cute.
I know. Poor Mr. Peavy, and I'm really sorry about the loss for him and his family and friends.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Mm. And for further disclosure, that was my nickname when I was a kid when I played football was Animal.
Oh, your nickname was Paul Peavy?
That's what I was going to say, too. I'm like, wow. Oh, that's breeder? Really weird.
They're like, wow. Oof. No, it was
a coincidence.
No.
Yeah.
Animal.
Animal. Yeah.
So Lisa does do animals.
Yeah, she does.
I don't care if I'm next or last.
I'll go last.
Okay. All right. Go next, I don't mind at all. True crime, rule number 37, give a cop a hug. Court TV is the source of this story. It's one particular crime, and it's nuts, and it just happened very recently. But a mentally ill 41-year-old asshole person beheaded his parents and mutilated their dog. He begged police to put a bullet in his head when they came for him, tried to commit suicide by cop by coming after them with a fork.
Oh. Oh.
Can we give a cop a hug?
Yeah.
They have to deal with the most horrible, unpredictable shit. They are so responsive, well-trained, and brave 99% of the time. By the way, this asshole person, I'm not even going to say his name because
he doesn't deserve it.
He doesn't deserve it. But when he was in custody or right after they shot him just to disable him temporarily. They didn't shoot to kill. And he started singing What's Love Got to Do With It by Tina Turner.
I heard about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Black John.
Indeed. So please give a cop a hug. Most of them are very good people and they get no respect. And a lot of their power has been taken away. You know, all the stuff in San Francisco. It's like, oh, you can steal whatever you want and shit on the street and whatever. And they're the bad guys out there. And, you know, there's bad cops. There's bad teachers. There's
bad everything.
But most cops really are so brave and a thankless job. And I can't imagine having to go in and see the nightmare that they had to see. And why is this guy on the loose? He's 41 years old. Everybody knew he was mentally ill. I don't know. I have a lot of questions. But, Daryl, I hope yours is funnier than that. That's my wow.
Well, I took a little bit of a... today, our show is called Fantasy, and we took it from the song from Aldo Nova. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd give a little bit of information about Mr. Aldo Nova, because you don't hear about him too much in the...
No?
In the news. Really his name?
His name is Aldo Nova, but that's his stage name. His name is Aldo... How me and Shelley were kind of discussing how you would have said that.
Capruccio.
Yeah, Capruccio.
He was born November 13th in 1956. And he's a Canadian hard rocker, but he's an Italian guy, huh?
He's not sorry.
Yeah. No. He's a music producer, a guitarist, a keyboardist, a vocalist, and he gained recognition on the debut album, the Aldo Nova album, which peaked at the Billboards to number 8. And it's also accomplished single Fantasy. That's the song that we used today. Yeah. Sorry.
Such a great song.
My eyes kind of blurred out, which was number 23.
Must have been thinking about hamburgers.
Or the monkeys were poking him in the eye.
8 Billboards. I'm trying to fucking talk here.
Sorry.
I have a hard enough time reading. And it boosted the sales for the parent album. I found this pretty cool. In 1997, he won a Grammy for Album of the Year and co-produced of a Celine Dion album.
Really?
Yeah, so that's kind of cool.
Aldo behind the scenes.
Right. So he's co-wrote with many other people, some that we don't know who they are, so I'm not even going to mention them. But, like I said, you don't hear too much of the guy. But at one time, he was pretty big on the old MTV.
Yes, he sure was.
I always thought that it was the name of a band, not a person.
Aldo Nova, me too, Lisa. Did you? Today I just learned.
Yeah, that was something I learned today.
I was this maybe Aldo Diesel. Nova.
Yes.
Aldo Nova was kind of a car or something.
I had no idea. I just
Aston
thought it was.
Martin.
Yeah.
They're a good band.
I just thought it was the name of a band.
And it's funny, there is a band, Tesla.
Yeah, true. Also a person. Correct.
Yeah, okay.
But if you guys are super sleuths and listen to the show all the time, you would know that our wow song was also fantasy.
Yeah.
Life is just a fantasy. Wow.
And yep. Then Shelly did a seagull at the end of it.
This is the seagull's baby.
Lesbian seagull.
Oh, my goodness.
Why is it going to be a lesbian?
Because that was
the best on
Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, I thought it was because I had a Subaru.
The teacher saying that. Oh, goodness.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Thank you for listening to another episode, as crazy as it was and as grumpy as Daryl was.
Oh.
That just doesn't happen. He has sunstroke.
I'm in the mood for a burger.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a Mexican hamburger for dinner tonight.
Oh, so we know what your toppings are.
Yeah, there it is.
Chili.
Yeah, so there you go.
There you go.
That was like 2 years ago, Shelly.
That was 2 hours ago.
Yeah, goodness.
What are you talking about?
Please, you guys, if you have any, if you listen to this show and you like it, and you're listening to it all the time, you can't give us $5 so that we can continue to do this for you. That would be amazing if you go to Patreon and we are going to do some things.
That's right.
And we do things every week.
That's right.
And you get to see the stuff.
Oh, and we just sent some prizes to, I'm waiting for David Boulding's address to send him some prize, but we did a contest on our Facebook group page, Good Witch, Bad Witch Facebook group.
Right.
And so we did all of our listeners, hey, where are you from? And so we picked David out of all of the local ones, meaning Colorado, and then our friend Erin Hayden, she's in Illinois. So anyway, they're going to be getting some prizes for participating, and we have cute merch. All the stuff's on our website, goodwitch-badwitch.com. That's where you can sign up for Patreon. You can see where we are on Twitter and Instagram, not Twitter. Yeah, we might have a Twitter page.
That's actually TikTok.
We do have a TikTok page that hasn't been updated in 2 years. But anyway, if you want to follow us on some things, do it, because we think that's great. We want to talk to you. We want to hear what you think.
When you have dinner with Milan, just say, hey, set me up with a Twitter, babe.
Is that what we're calling him now? Meth Milan?
Milan.
Is it Elon?
Elon. Elon.
I think you got your melons mixed.
My meth melons mixed.
He can call him anything he wants to. Just don't call him a hamburger.
All right. From me and Elon Musk.
Milan.
That's the name of his new perfume.
It's from Italy.
Oh, my God. This show went awry.
Stay witchy, my friend.
Stay bitchy.
Oh, no. Must be the season.